Madalena picked the child up in her arms and ran toward the castle, where she lived with her parents and her aunts and uncles. Even with her vast knowledge of healing, she could not save the sick babe. Only one person could do that, her mother. She knew the knight was behind her as she ran, but she barely acknowledged him. What difference did it make if he discovered her family secret, if a child's life was lost? She would save the child every day, and so would her mother. When she reached the great hall, she called out at the top of her lungs, "Mother, this child is dying!" She did not see her mother, only her aunt Christiana, but she knew that was good enough. Christiana would use her mind to communicate with her sister as she always did. Christiana closed her eyes. When she opened them, she nodded at Madalena. "She is coming." "Thank you, Auntie." Madalena sat down, cradling the child against her, wishing she could call up powers from within her to save the child as her mother could. The man who had brought the child to the castle stared at her.
"I was told you had a way with herbs and potions."
He obviously could not understand why she was calling for someone else to save the child. Madalena, still out of breath from her run, looked at the man before responding. "I do have a way with herbs, but everything I know is from my mother. She has a healing way about her." Many had called her mother a witch, but Madalena knew better. Her mother, and her two sisters, had each received powers at birth that they used only for good. How could anyone call that witchcraft? Madalena herself had the power to call and calm storms, but she had apprenticed under the best medicine woman in the area. She wanted to be able to heal like her mother. As soon as she thought of her mother, she saw the older woman running toward her, her dress a blur of blue. Before Madalena could say a word, her mother was on her knees before her, hands outstretched to heal the child. It only took a moment before the babe's fever was gone, and eyes were clear. They had been bloodshot with the fever, and the babe had been unable to make a sound. Madalena let out a breath. "Thank you, mother." The man looked at Madalena and walked toward her, reaching out to touch the child.
"The fever is gone. She was burning up just a moment ago."
He frowned in confusion. What was happening in this place? Madalena frowned at the stranger. He must not be from the area, because everyone around knew that her mother, Marina, had the power to heal with a touch. "Who are you?" The man frowned at her.
"My name is Alexander. I was sent with a message for Baron Roland from my father, Baron Ralph. They fought with King William together. May he rest in peace."
"Roland is my uncle. I will take the message." Madalena held her hand out for the message with the gracefulness of a woman who had known power her entire life.
"But the child?"
"What about the child? She is fine now. Is she yours?" Madalena had a hard time believing the child could be his, because she was dressed in peasant's clothes, and he was obviously a nobleman.
"I found her lying along the path on the way here. I was surprised to find a child alone. But when I stopped to pick her up, she was burning with fever. A peasant I passed told me to bring her to Lady Madalena, who was skilled with herbs and potions, to heal her. So I brought her to you."
He frowned.
"How did your mother heal her?"
Mother raised an eyebrow. "I healed her with my touch, of course. There was no other way to save her life." She met the stranger's eyes. "I am Marina, wife of Charles, Roland's brother. I will take the missive to Roland." Alexander bowed his head.
"Thank you, Lady Marina."
Madalena was not surprised when her aunt took the message from her mother.
"I will take it to my husband. I'm Christiana, wife of Roland."
Though both women were older, they held their heads high and proud. They were ladies by birth and by marriage.
"Thank you."
Alexander watched as the two older women left the hall together, and he looked again at the young woman holding the child.
"The baby's all right?"
Madalena nodded. "She's fine." She had no idea if the child was a girl, but she seemed like a girl to her, so she called her she. "We need to find her parents. She must belong to someone."
"I saw her burned hut a short distance from the road. I presume the parents had fever and their bodies were burned. I do not know why the child was spared."